right here from Shekinah, back to the beach, teaming up with Sketchy Bongos on that one. Back-to-back music, DJ Zinke coming through with Umlilo, teams up with Rita Bilio on that one. To take the time to 18 minutes past four, still tuned into the heat wave with Bro DZ Umfanagama, and we still are to make sure that you are feeling that sunrise. This is your one-stop shop for all your weekend activation needs, and we're just about to plug you in on something. Well, let me just say, someone very nice, and that you should be checking out some of their music. Ladies and gentlemen, joining us right about now on the line is a very multi-talented artist producer who is on the verge to actually pushing limits and breaking boundaries in the South African music scene. If I were you, I'd write this name, I'd search his name, ask for all your autographs now, cause it's the time to do so before the man does it great. Ladies and gentlemen, please help me give a big heatwave welcome to none other than Not Benjamin.
Yo,
I need my horn. I need my horn.
Shout out to you, man.
Thank you so much for taking the time out, of course, to talk to us.
Yeah, of course.
How are you feeling? How are you feeling? It's a Friday.
Man, I'm feeling great.
Yeah.
Top tier. Just did a photo shoot right now. I'm keeping on working. Like, the album came out 2 weeks ago. Things are going crazy. So I'm on cloud nine. I'm alive.
We love it. And we love that we're hearing from you at such a prime of your career. So let's just get straight into it and break everything down for those who are not in the know yet of who Not Benjamin's is. Please just do share with us a bit about, of course, your Not Benjamin's roots and where you come from, and why particularly the name? Because it's the first thing that stood out for me. I was like, Not Benjamin.
The name.
Who is it?
Of course it stood out, because, you know, it's a weird name. It's like, it's because my name is actually Benjamin. So it's a weird thing that I'm calling myself Not Benjamin. But it's because, you know, it's about selflessness. It's about being curious about the world other than yourself.
Yeah.
Too many people are focused on their image and their identity, that they get lost in their own mind instead of exploring the world around them. So it's about being selfless, not giving a damn about what people think about your identity or whatever, and just recreating yourself all the time and just being the best you. And, you know, spreading the love, spreading the peace, you know, like literally removing yourself from the bigger picture and looking at it and seeing that you're part of the bigger picture.
Totally get you and understand you. So would we say that Not Benjamin is like the alter ego, where there's certain things Benjamin would do or would not do, but Not Benjamin, is up for everything and anything?
He is for everything. Not Benjamin is everything else besides me. We're on a planet with a million things going on, and I can be Benjamin, or I can, you know, be curious enough to explore everything around and remove myself from it in order to pursue that knowledge, you know, to learn and take it all in and understand that Not Benjamin is everything else. You're Not Benjamin. You know what I mean?
Hey, I'm definitely not Benjamin.
Now I can learn about you. You're not Benjamin, and I'm Not Benjamin. But, like, it's also to do with the fact that, to make it more simple, if you look at Instagram, that's an Instagram profile of Benjamin. It's Not Benjamin. It's an Instagram profile of Benjamin. When you go to my music on Apple Music, that's a song that Benjamin made, Not Benjamin. You know what I mean? So it's also about, like, the fact that the music passes through me in studio, and I'm just the vehicle. You know what I mean? The music passes through me, and I just create it. And I'm taking it from the spiritual knowledge. I don't know where it comes from, but not from me. That's Not Benjamin too.
I love that.
So now you understand.
Yeah. Musically, you've done a lot for those who have not known. I'm sitting with your bio before me, and I'm like, wow, when and how? But in terms of music, it seems like you're everywhere doing everything, and I just love it. But when did you actually develop that passion where you were like, nah, man, music, I think this is it? Because you are one of those fortunate to actually be like after school and be like, nah, music is what I want to do. So it must have been something you were thinking of way before.
Way before.
You probably add clarity to that. When did you actually develop that for yourself?
So my first time looking at music, like, whoa, this is something I need to do, was when I saw a video of a DJ scratching decks in a cypher or something. I'm like, yo, he's scratching. I'm like, yo, I need to do that thing. I want to try it. It looks fun. Then I got virtual DJ on the home computer. I was about 11 years old.
Oh, yeah?
You know, on the home computer. Not even the home computer, like the one that sits at the house. Then I was doing virtual DJ, like, all the time. I learned, oh, you're just playing songs. You know, I need more. Then my friend showed me in his computer FL Studio. And I said, oh, he said, this is how you make the music. I said, okay. And I learned that thing inside out. I was watching YouTube tutorials all the time. I was young already. And then as I grew up, I had to change computers. Then I learned a different, I wasn't on FL anymore. Now I was on Logic. Yeah. And then I swapped to Ableton and da, da, da. And now I'm just learning music in general. You know what I mean? I'm not thinking about just being a producer, like a beat maker. I'm just thinking, yo, music is just this thing that we can all pursue, you know? So it's just an arrangement of sounds and however you want to put it. So no matter what you use. So then I was like, okay, so music is literally, you can just like, you know, you can, and that's music, and you can rap over that. You can rap over someone beatboxing. You can like play the keys and sing over that. And I'm like, okay, music is a general thing, not just on a computer. So that's where I'm at now, and I'm studying music. I got piano lessons after high school only. So anyone can do it. You can learn this thing and then try apply somewhere. And now I'm learning jazz piano, but not to be a jazz pianist, but to bring that knowledge and learn something that isn't hip-hop or that isn't what I've already done, and then bring it to what I'm already doing, you know?
I see you in the yanos already, like, you're in the yanos already.
I'll bring it that side, too. Don't worry. I bet that's something out with SA Hip-Hop. When I'm done with SA Hip-Hop, I'll come that side.
We're waiting. I mean, here's what I love about you. You just laid down the story on how you started using Virtual DJ and fell in love with that side. I mean, the transition for that to what you are now, a full-on artist. What challenges do you encounter there, and how does it grow you in terms of your creativity? I mean, from just a guy who enjoyed doing music and like, oh, I get this, I feel studio, I can mix songs, to now being an actual artist. What are the challenges that you're encountering now?
So the challenges along the way that I was encountering was, you know, you hear other people's music and the music on radio, maybe yours isn't as good, but that's what you have to imitate, you know what I mean? Try to create stuff like that. And I can never really imitate something fully, so I always thought my beats and my music sounded weird, but it's my sound. So I've started to embrace that now. And all along I've been cooking up, and it's been one long journey meeting artists, going to the studios, whether it's in Cape Town, whether it's here or Durban, like I'm going to studios, they come to my house. And, you know, just being on foot, like literally arriving with my microphone or my laptop and keyboard and cooking up all along. And you learn along the way. You have difficulties in studio sometimes, but it's all about connection. When you're in studio with the artist and there's good vibes, then it's easy. But if there's bad vibes, then the music's not going to come out great. So those are some of the struggles that can come along. And meeting people, you know, and lots of, you know, other people's problems become your problems. But as a producer, like going to studio, working with artists, it helps a lot to like advance your production and work in the studio with people and connect and make music that has feeling, you know, and has meaning. So, yeah. That's why I got you.
Yeah. Getting to know you well, we already have a brief laid down. But let's get into some of the music that you've worked on already. What has stood up for you musically with all the projects that you've worked on thus far? And you were like, ah, this one is gold. This one, you guys don't know. Or which project has just grown you musically that you've worked on?
People don't know about that I'm like really proud about. I'd say Letabo Acid. Yeah, there's an album. I produced a whole album for Letabo Acid last year at this time.
Oh, yeah. Shout out, man. Shout out. That's awesome.
And that album is crazy. Whenever you get the time, just search Letabo Acid on Apple Music, whatever. You'll find that album. He is insane. And that album is one of the greatest piece of works that, you know, that came from him. And also from me. I'm really proud of it. But more so than that, my album as well is what I'm really, really proud of. There's 30 plus artists on it. And
featuring a lot of artists. I'm thinking I didn't hear that. There's how many artists now?
More than 30. I'm featuring the whole game. You know, I'm uniting hip hop. That's what we need
to be united. Yo, taking everybody. It's a reunion, most this one,
you
right?
Understand.
Here.
Real level.
I love it. What can we expect from that? I mean, I heard you from the photo shoot, so we know that time is of the essence. It's a near shooter already. When are we expecting to see the whole project out?
The whole album actually came out, so it dropped about a week or two ago. Yeah, 2 weeks ago now.
Shout out.
Check it out. It's going crazy. The numbers are going crazy. The response, everyone's loving it. I suggest if you do listen to it, listen from track one, you know, and just click play, because as a producer, I focused a lot on transitions and like arrangements. So when you listen, when you click play, it'll sound like the full 24 songs or one song. You know what I'm saying? I mixed it. You know, that's from my DJ days, from that virtual DJ thing. You know, I was like, I want this whole album to sound like one DJ mix or one song. You know what I mean?
Ooh, oh, that is too nice. So it sounds like a journey already, and it's I'm sleeping on myself for this. But let's get into this. The single that I have on cue right now, which is Tarzan. Yes.
Yes, sir.
Let's talk about it for a while. I mean, how was it created, and what are some of the elements of sound which you chose actually to characterize the final sound and the feel of the song right here?
What I like about this song, the creation of it, a lot of the songs, I told you that it was a long journey, me linking up with the artists and everything.
Yeah.
With this song, I linked up with producers. So Herb Cut the Lights, Kandi Nash, and I, we used to set up producer sessions where people come through and we cook all day.
Yeah,
this is one of the last beats we made, and the beat is going crazy. I said, yo, I think we need to get Salo on this. So I sent it to Bello. Salo, he's the singer on the song, and all the other features are producers. You see, there's lots of features. So Herb Cut the Lights, crazy producer. Kanye Nash, also, all three of us are like young producers. Then Master A-Flat, the OG, he produced AKA, a lot of AKA's hits.
Yeah,
heard of him. He's the OG. So having him on the song was crazy, because then I got the vocals back from Salo. And I listened to the song. He's talking about getting out the struggle. He's talking about making it, you know, all of us like making it out, you know what I mean, out the mud. So, and referencing it to Tarzan. And so I'm like, okay, this is crazy. I need amazing chords on this. So I played it for Master A-Flat. He said he was keen to play on it. So he added really amazing chords on it. So it's a full song and lots of production, lots of mixing and everything. And the vocals, well, Salo's vocals are just crazy. So you'll hear that for yourself.
All right, man. All right. Here's what we're going to do, right? We're going to pause everything for a while, because I don't want no one hearing half of some song, like A Taste or whatnot. Please hold the line for me, bro. Straight after that, we do the news now at the bottom of the hour. Straight after that, we're going to pump you some Tarzan and just get to know a little bit more about not Benjamin. Who is he? Well, we already have an idea. But bottom of the hour, let's get some power. It's my Forces of Information. Your headlines on Radio Langa with the credible, incredible one, Mr. Nkonzo. Not only that, Sauce of my Flavor Maning. He's here with your sports. This is Radio Langa. Feel the sunrise.
Skatsen Logosendabam Lalongalinde Lugosi, Zwange Awaralisha, Nugubo Chom Solo, Huevangan Tagami, Zwange Henrina, Ganduzondo, Tagasbona Lichach, and Gapezul Wamanye, Fumanazoke Lesnezine, Ge Awaralisha no.
Sesivele ke siphakathi inside kuyo lapha inyanga yelithando kanzi ke njengoba nathi singumsakado iRadio Langa sihlushwa ngito ke yelithando sibona ngeke ukuthi kuhle ukuthi nanawe sikunikethekele namidlalo lekhona isukini lanamuhla nobe lethamba imbili kodwa lapha temidlalo kanzi ke siyaqala ngato lapha talo libhola lempoqo sibukethe khona la ekhaya eNingizimu Afrika njengoba sekuvele ke dinye ndithindo letendekako lekulindzelekile emacembo ayabe asemdlalweni esukwini lakusasa kanzi ke logo kusho kona ukuthi kuyawumele ke basinikethe ukuthi ingabe bayobeke bona abahlasela njani esukwini lakusasa kanzi ke umdlali lo dlala lapha ku ilikulo licembo lemabhokobhoko ku flank position lekunguyeke lapha umdlali yakho Green uyawubeke athatha lapha libhandi lekapteni omana ngabeke ema Lions ayobukana nawo lapha emapolis epitoli esukwini lakusasa njengoba lona ke lung captain wemihla ngemihla lokunye lapha Bega on the dal uageko ke kulona mdlalo ngenxa yayo lapha head injury kanti ke inzawo yakhe lapha ku center circle ithathwe nguye umdlali Matt Moore ngiceceshi ke walo lelicembo mnumzana Ivan van Rooyen ke nanaye ushito ukuthi kumatima ukuthi ke ukhone ukuthi ke uhlenge ebadlali njengoba sibona ke ukuthi kulo lapha libhola lawo umbhoqo emadvota abese ke asebenzisa imandla kude ke athole lokulakufunako kanzi ke ekusebenziseni kwemandla kuba khona ke laba bese ke bayathinzeka kuwo leyo midlalo kanzi ke logo ngiko ke lokunye lokwenda ukuthi lona ke lo captain wemihla ngemihla Bega on the dal angatholakali ke kulo lapha licembo lawo ema Lions nase sikhithuma ke siyobukatayo ikhilikithi takhona la ekhaya eNingizimu Afrika. Kusho kona ke ukuthi lona mnyaka bekungiyo ke umnyaka wayo lapha emakhilikithi nobe ema tournaments lamakhulu kuyo ikhilikithi njengoba iqembu labo make la khona la ekhaya eNingizimu Afrika. Selveleke limemetele badlali belabaluhlule lishumi nakuhlanu 15 players bebayobeke bahamba nalo leli qembu go lapha umncintiswano waye lapha iCricket World Cup yabomake yawokela umnyaka lo setulu leyawuqalisa ke kuyo lenyanga letako indlovu lekhulu ngalo lapha mhla 13 4 March yabeyicala ke lenamdlalo kanti ke iyawuphela lapha ngamhla ka 3 April lokusho kona ke kuthi kusukela ke ngamhla ka 4 kuze cishe ke kuphele inyanga yonke siyobeke sibusisekile ngayo imidlalo yabomake iICC Women's World Cup yawo mnyaka 2022. Kanti ke umdlali Sunelis kuyabe kunguye ke lathenjwe kuthi abese uhola leli qembu lakhona la ekhaya eNingizimu Afrika leli nebadlali labafaka ikhathi bo Laura Vorvat nabokela lapha bo Lara Godal. Kanti ke kuyabe kungumgici namgici njengoba siyawube sibabuka nabo lapha bo Ayabonga wakakhaka nabo Bonunkululeko wakamlaba njengoba leli qembu siyawube silithembile ukuthi litawuthi malifika ngale eveni lase New Zealand babese ke babuya nayo lento njengoba bakhona nabo lapha bo Lize Lee. Kuyabe ke kungiboya badlali labayabe bathenjwe kuthi ke babese bathina bafika ngale ngenshiya kwethu lwandle baphakamise ke flag layo eNingizimu Afrika sikhona ke kuthi nanathi sibonakale ke kuto lapha emidlalo ngale ngenshiya kwethu lwandle. Nase sikhithuma ke siyobuka lapha lethamba embili kudotalo libhola lethi nyawo takhona la ekhaya eNingizimu Afrika. Kubukeka ke shengathi kube nesitakataka ke kulona mdlalo walo lapha liqembu layo iqembu layo lapha iPretoria University njengoba bathola nenayo lapha iChippa United. Umdlalo bekuthiwa lapha uyaqala ngensimbi yesithathu kepha ke kuhambe lapha imizuzu lemashumi lamathathu nakune esombeni sokuqala lokusho kona ke ukuthi lona mdlalo kubese ke wabese uyathikabeteka kwamiwa njengoba ngikhuluma nawe nje bese kuvele kuhamba icishe isikhathi lesidlula lapha kumahora nobe imizuzu lemashumi lamabili ngaleso sikhathi ke sikubikela ngaye lapha half past 3 kepha ke nyalo sisasekuso sombe sekuqala sawo lapha umncintiswano wayo iNedbank Cup kanti ke asathi ukuthi ingabe bobani lebayawuphumelela lena ndzebe lenemali lingana naye lapha 7 million kanti ke nasesikijima siyobukata ngenshaya kwetilwandle ebholeni letinyawo nakhona ke kuyabe ikhona imidlalo njengoba iyaqhubeka iFA Cup iyaqhubeka nanayo lapha iFrench League 1 nanayo ke lapha iSpanish La Liga kuyabe kunemidlalo ke isukela namuhla kuye lapha iFA Cup kuyabe kunemidlalo lowodwa isukela namuhla iManchester United yabe ithola nayo idolo nalo lapha liqembu leMiddlesbrough kuthi lapha kuye iFrench League 1 liqembu leMarseille yabe lithola nayo idolo neAngers kanti ke kuye lapha iLa Liga kuyabe nakhona kunemidlalo lo wodwa njengoba iGetafe iyawube ithola nayitulo nalo lapha liqembu layo iLevante. Mlalelo msakade iRadio Langa athi makadi eligela nkari ngibuyisela ke tinzambo kumfo wethu Prundizi ngithi kuwe there might be a new wave predicted but it cannot come closer to the one that is brought kuyo lapha iRadio Langa njengoba sithi kuwe feel the sunrise.
Start 2022 with an MTN Boza Gigs MBB deal and get an LTE MiFi router plus 20 gigs of data for your work or studies for just $4.99 once off. That's 5 gigs of anytime data, 5 gigs of Night Express, and a free 10 gig home bundle to access Skype, Zoom, Teams, and more. Plus, you'll get unlimited access to MTN Online School. So visit an MTN store or selected retailers today. T's and C's apply. Everywhere you go, MTN.
Boy Pro DZ, Fanagama, and we're still out and about making you feel that sunrise. We're hanging out with Not Benjamin. We missed out the first half of the interview, but hopefully you get to hear something you like from the second half. Not Benjamin.
Yo, what's happening? We're back.
I almost asked again, who are you? And like the answer would be, I'm
like,
not Benjamin.
You? Not Benjamin. I'm everything. I'm everyone. I'm the yin and the yang.
It's true. It's just too much. Man, let's get back to it. Thank you so much for holding the line up for us. Greatly, greatly appreciated. You're very busy, man, when it comes to art as a whole, not just music in it, but a little birdie tells me about cameras now rolling in the background. Is that you too, not Benjamin? What's happening there?
I score film sometimes, you know what I mean? I score a little bit. I think that's what you're talking about, right? The cameras?
Yeah.
I be scoring film sometimes. I got paid for it, actually, my first time ever last year.
Oh, yeah?
But before that, I did two AFTER short films for AFTER students. I didn't actually go to AFTER. I was in my gap year at the time, I think. And, yeah, I scored two films. One of them won an award, I think overseas or something like that. It was pretty cool. But now I got paid for the first time to do it.
Oh, and when you know, you know, man.
One more time?
When you know, you know. Like, when you're super good at what you do, I mean, award.
Thank you. Okay, you understand.
It's too much. Too much. This one, right?
Yeah.
It seems like you a very busy man. So we want to know what you're doing outside of the music, man. Are you pushing anything that we can hype up? Because music wise, we already know. Or is all the focus this year on the music? Well, what's happened?
Yeah. So all the focus is now on the music. Before this, I was actually doing events for a while, and that's actually how the album came about. So the album is called Not Benjamin and Friends, and my events were called Not Benjamin and Friends. And it started with my events. And I called it that because I was at a club and a friend was like, yo, do you want to host something here? It happened. And I was like, oh, you serious? Then 2 days later, I hit him up. Are you serious about that? It's Monday. He said, yeah, let's do it on Thursday. Then Thursday, I promoted the event for 2 days. I asked some of my friends to perform. So Mani Badu, Willy Cardiac, I think O31 Chopper, a couple other people.
Yeah.
And we filled up the club in 2 days. You know, no promo vibes. We just filled it up. And since then, I was like, okay, Not Benjamin and Friends, I can do this thing. It can be an event, you know? So Not Benjamin and Friends started happening on the event way. And then I've done now 8 events. And yeah. I was like, yo, it actually, like what I was doing with the events was trying to showcase the artists I work with, connect them with their target market directly, you know? Like, here's your target market, perform in front of them. Not in a club where no one's listening, but like who their target market direct. And how the album came about, I was like, now I'm trying to bring my events. Because first I was putting the artists on beats, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And then I was like, instead of putting them on beats, let me put them on stage, you know? So I put them on stage, and I'm like, yo, now let me put the stage or the album, the event onto an album, you know, on a tangible version so that you can hear, like, how the events work. Because I've done lots of different events. Some are calm, some are relaxed, some are intense. So, yeah, you know, that's how the album came about, even through my eventing, which is crazy.
I love that a lot.
They inspired each other.
Here's what I want to know. I mean, the music game, you probably, this is an album that you debuting as an artist, as a full broad artist, and you brought a few of your friends on board. What do you look to change in terms of the music scene and what we have already seen of the landscape? What do you think that you come with or you hoping to change in the game now that your music has just dropped?
Yeah, so I feel like there isn't enough unity in SA hip-hop. You know, I think a lot of, groups, they separate themselves. Yeah, if you work with these people, you can't work with those people. And me as a producer, that was some of the difficulties from what you asked earlier that I faced. If I work with this artist, that means I can't work with the guy that he's beefing with, and those types of things. And just in general, not even beef, if it's just like, it's just weird vibes. And I think there must be more unity, you know, bringing each other together at events, bring each other together in the music. True. That's why my album has 30 plus artists, because it's me trying to literally bring everyone from the new wave from now.
You know, I keep on thinking in my head when you say 30 something artists, and I'm like, nah, man, you are hearing things, but I can't get over how you did such a project with so many artists, and this is your... Man, this is big. People don't understand the amount of work that goes into what you have done. Shout out, man. Look forward to definitely hearing it.
Thank you.
Before we let you go, Ish, radio time, you know, man. We can't sit here and chat all day. Where do we find you on the socials, and where do we follow you, bro?
So you can find my music on Apple Music or on anything. Apple Music, Spotify, Not Benjamin. One word, NOT Benjamin. And social media, Not Benjamin as well, on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, NOT Benjamin. One word. Yes, sir.
I can't leave you or let you go without having a little word that you speak. So there's two things that we're going to do, right? Your parting words. I need that to everybody who tuned in and is listening to you right now. Not only that, straight after that, we got Tarzan on cue, and I need you to do me the honors of just linking me in to that track after your parting words.
Oh, okay. Oh, damn. All right. Well, for my parting words of wisdom, vibes, I know that they always want me to leave with a young word of wisdom. What I'll say to anyone listening to this that wants to pursue anything, you know, or even if you don't know what you want to pursue yet, just do what you love. Whatever you love, it'll be easier to do because you love doing it. If it makes you happy, You know, if you do it and you're like, yo, this is nice, you know, whatever it is, you can make a business of it. And if you make a business of it, you'll keep doing it. You won't get tired of it. And if you get tired of it, you can do something else. You know what I mean? Even if you're doing something you don't like to do right now, you can do something else. So that's my parting words. Just do what you love, because if you love doing it, then it's going to be easy. You know what I mean? You're not going to have to work hard, because it's going to be fun all along.
Well said.
So do what you love doing it. And if you don't love doing it, stop it immediately, as soon as you can, and find out what you do enjoy doing it and do that, you know, and make a career from it. And then to leave it off, we all got to get out the struggle, got to get out the mud, you know, and, you know, we're trying to hop out of it like Tarzan. So, you know, we're making it out this concrete jungle and we keep growing. So the perfect tune, the perfect song, the perfect level for that one is what I'm about to say right now. Listen carefully and enjoy. Thank you.
Good vibes all the time on Radio Langa. Let's go.
Yeah, fresh out of the jungle. Tarzan, I've been trying to make it out the struggle. I'm trying to go, you trust me, I'm ready to run, but yeah, I'm ready to rock, go. Yeah, fresh out of the jungle. Tarzan, I've been trying to make it out the struggle. I'm trying to go, you trust me, I'm ready to run, but yeah.
Jet, we've got you covered on the music. All you need is a cold drink.
You know what they say, go big or go home.
Radio Langa.
Feel the sunrise.
Yeah, we are the lowest.